Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Niesel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. How many women scientists can you name? Maybe Marie Curie or Jane Goodall? But what about Alice Ball? No? We'll tell you about her. Ball died at the young age of 24, but had already achieved much.
She was the first African-American and first woman to get a master's degree in chemistry in 1915, the first female chemistry instructor at her college, and department head. But her greatest achievement is in the treatment of leprosy.
Ball was pursuing her master's degree at the College of Hawaii when the islands had a spate of leprosy cases. Dr. Henry Holman at the Honolulu Leprosarium urged her to make the only treatment for leprosy more effective and tolerable.
Injection of the Chalmugra tree oil into affected skin helped ease symptoms, but it was also so viscous that it formed bulbous columns that wouldn't dissolve and caused abscesses.
Ms. Ball found the answer. She was able to convert the fatty acids in the thick oil into ethyl esters that could be injected more easily. The treatment was amazingly effective, but Ball died from inhaling toxic fumes in a lab accident before publishing her work.
Her master's degree mentor, Arthur Dean, mass-produced the ethyl esters with just a minor change, and he named the method after himself.
But Dr. Holloman from the Leprosarium publicly objected, noting that the tweak by Dean was not any improvement of Ball's method.
It still took 90 years for Ball to get credit, but now her name is not only on a plaque at the college, Hawaii celebrates Alice Ball Day.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.